Hello and welcome to the Walking Left podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we're going to talk about going from sinkholes to fountains. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. The Walking Left podcast is a weekly conversation between Brooke and I about rhythms, faith, emotion, parenting. I did it again. It's a conversation about rhythms, faith, parenting, emotions. It's a place where we laugh and sometimes cry as we try to find language to live a full life.
If you like your listening to line up with your living, we're all in the right place. Are you ready to embrace the glow of clean beauty? If so, I'm here to help. I know your life is full, juggling family, work, and those precious moments of me time. That's why simplifying your beauty routine with products that are not only gorgeous, but also good for you is a game changer. Stop wondering if your foundation is secretly poisoning you and rest easy with my all-time favorite products that I use daily. And again, I'm here to help as much or as little as you want. For real, I was answering DMs last night, helping ladies just like you make the switch. No question is too dumb or too small. I remember not really knowing where to start at all. So believe me that I have been there. If you're ready to make the switch to clean personal care and beauty products, I have a few options for you. So if you're somebody who just knows what you want and you just needed a little nudge, you do you. There's a link in the show notes. For the rest of you, you can start by DMing me your questions, your skin type, or anything else you might need relating to your makeup or your skincare routine. Just make sure to send the message to my clean beauty account at easypretty_clean on Instagram. Or I could send you some free samples to get started. Simply click on the free samples link in the show notes or head to walkinlove.com/easypretty_clean and read a little bit about my clean beauty journey and request your samples there. Again, I'm here to help you make the switch to something that is easy, pretty, and clean.
Oh man, we'll get there. 202, we're on episode 202.
Well, in last week's episode for Bianca and I, we were talking about music.
Oh, you get it. You got two podcasts.
And I said, okay, if we could go see anybody, who would you want to go see?
Yeah.
And she goes, I'd go see Taylor Swift. You don't have to come. And I was like, no, if we could go see anything, what do you mean I don't have to come? And we got in this thing. She's like, no, I meant like the floaty we, like all of us, like we, like a nailed down we. And it made me laugh because of thinking about a floaty we. Something about that just
floaty wee wee
makes me giggle. So this is a floaty wee podcast.
Okay. Wow. Well said. Couple housekeeping things. We got shirts for sale. We sell shirts all the time now. Shirts, sweatshirts, zip ups, and they're amazing.
They're those lightweight ones. People are
they're catching on.
They're starting to catch on and realize, oh,
mama likey.
These are good.
Yeah. So check out our site, shop.walkinlove.com, for some good stuff. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And then I just feel like it feels like I haven't recorded a podcast in a while, which is not true, but because of the week that I had.
Yes.
It feels like I have lived a year.
Mm. And I feel that deeply, not so much in the last week for me personally, but there are moments in time where we sit down for a Friday dinner or there's some sort of like consistent marker in time, kind of like recording the podcast. Yeah. And I think my whole life has changed since the last time this happened.
Well, that feels true to me.
Yeah. And I'm not being
very
dramatic.
On a real level. which I'll get into. I'll talk about my week. But yeah, I just feel like when I get to that moment, I'm like, hey, let me recap so people know what we do.
Yeah.
So we sell shirts.
I love that.
You can come and stay with Brooke for Moms on Maui.
Yes. There's only
six spots left, I think.
Yeah.
So come with a friend.
Boom. Yes. Convince a friend to come. I love that.
Yeah. And the other thing that we've been working on somewhat secretly is a new Tiny Rhythms.
Mm.
So
totally different, but not it's not, but it's also completely different.
It's been a long road to get to this point filled with lots of frustration, not a lot of celebration.
No,
which is, we should do a whole podcast.
Love
on
it. I'm going to write down Tiny Rhythms podcast.
Yes. And we should do that right before we launch what is now version 3.0.
That's a good idea. That's a good marketing idea.
Yeah. So, I think it'll make people who listen want to buy it.
I think, should I write that down? Yeah.
Might buy product. People.
Might.
Tell people.
We, all
for
we.
Sale.
Sale.
At website.
Com.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Use the code Naughty Boys. So yeah, I feel like I need to like fill people in on all the things mm-hmm. because it feels like I've been gone forever, which
that.
Is not true. Yeah. There was a podcast episode that came out on Monday.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
So why also, don't you? Also?
Still Beauty Counter.
Still Beauty, yes. And Brooke does Beauty Counter.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not been given the actual dates of the Friends and Family sale, but we have two really big sales a year. We have
this
a Friends and
chance,
Family
ladies.
Sale in the spring.
Or gentlemen.
And then we have, yeah. And then we have like the normal big Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Okay.
But Friends and Family is coming.
It's coming.
It's usually
you can feel it
like
on the horizon.
Mid-April. And yeah. so I say that to you now to say that if it were me, I think the smart thing to do is request your free samples now.
Smart.
So that you have time to get them. You have time to try them.
Where would I do that? Where would we?
Where would we? All of us, the floaty we. We would go to walkinlove.com.
I do not. /easypoopy. I just want to put it on the record that I'm not a fan of floaty wee.
No.
Because it sounds like wee, like pee. Like my.
I know.
Like
that's
it's
why
floating
it's funny.
In the wind.
That's why it's funny. It's just kind of wiggling around. Anyway, I think it's smart to figure out what you yeah. like and what you might need and know that a big sale
yeah.
is coming.
And then you can buy it.
So you can start to save. You can start to plan yeah. and budget for it. So then when the sale happens, you can actually make the most of it
true
instead
that.
Of just like panic buying during a sale, which is great too.
Yeah.
It's still
panic
on sale.
Great.
But anyway, that's.
Or if they don't do samples, they can always just message you and you'll send them like a video and all this kind of stuff. Of
yes.
Just like. It's always funny when you do that to people and they're like, oh, I didn't think you'd actually respond. You're like, who did you think was,
was going to respond? It me.
So yeah. So Brooke, why don't you start with how your week was?
Yeah.
And then I'll jump into how my week was
my
because
week,
we were not together.
Correct. My week was good. My week was full. We were coming off of everybody barfing and pooping. Real
which,
fun.
Yeah. Super fun.
Everybody got it except me.
I sort of skirted it.
You had a version
I
of
had,
it.
I was just like feeling a little queasy on the day I left.
Uh-huh. You had a version of it, but thankfully it didn't totally rock your world.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I didn't get it because my parents were visiting for 10 days.
Yeah.
And you were gone for like seven of those,
yeah.
six of those 10 yeah. days. And so.
Which was not the original plan.
No. That was not the plan. However, that is what happened. And so to add Double Dragon sickness on top of it.
No bueno.
No fun. But my week really was good. It was hard at times, mostly just because like with you gone
yeah.
and us trying to like do stuff to be kind of like entertaining. And you know, when my parents come, like I want to go take them to do fun things.
Yeah.
I don't want to just hang at home when yeah. there's waterfalls and oceans mm-hmm. and you know, all the things. But we had an incredible beach day. Many days, but one of them was like one of the clearest I've seen the water probably in months.
Nice.
And so that just felt magical. Like you would go under and you could see endlessly, like just forever.
That's
I mean, it was some of the clearest I've ever seen the wow. water at that beach. And it like came out and I said to my parents, I said, it almost looks like a screensaver or like it looks so fake.
Yeah.
That is, you're just like, how is this real life? So yeah. that was really fun.
Yahweh, baby.
We went on a whale tour. That was super fun. Got to see lots of whales jumping around, specifically a bunch of little babies, which was real cute.
Which never gets old.
No, never.
They will never.
Like, oh, there's one. Oh, over there. Oh, it's jumping so hard. Oh, it's trying. What does Michael say when he's watching the otter video or whatever?
Like, oh, he's trying to sit up.
He's trying to sit up. But yeah, all in all, it was really great. My dad got to sing at the girls' school, which was fun.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just a full week.
Yeah.
Like real full.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And on top of it, I had absolutely zero communication with TJ.
Yes.
Who was literally off the grid.
Off the grid, baby. I'm off the grid.
Off the grid.
So, yeah. A few months ago, I had a friend who's like just going through a hard time. And so I reached out to Bethke, Jeff Bethke, and I said, hey, I know that your Forming Men retreat is sold out, but if I bring my own house, AKA if I rent an RV, is there a place I can park it and be a part of it?
Yeah.
And
which he had already invited you
yes.
months ago. Hey, come. And I was like, oh, I don't know if that'll
yeah.
work, you know, but thanks for
so
the invite.
So I was like, it'll be me and my buddy. And I have to say like, and I said this in front of the group there, but I'll say it here on the podcast. So all of you, all of we know together collectively. That like Jeff Bethke is the real deal.
Yes.
He is loud and so he loud. Has more energy than he probably knows what to do with.
1,000%.
And so there's an element when you meet him that you're like, I don't know about this. This seems yes. like it's an act.
Yeah. You're putting on a show.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
That's literally him.
It's 100% him. But then there's also like, I also feel just like on social media, there's this like sort of like negative cynicism that runs through us. That's like, oh yeah, but he's got to be hiding something or he doesn't actually live like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can just attest as his friend, as someone that's a part of his community here, that like he is the real deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm,
I mean, they both are, but yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I am so thankful for him on just such an extreme level. And like for him to just be like, yeah, come bring your friend. That sounds awesome.
Bring your house, bring your friend.
Whatever. Like it's just, it was just so fun, you know, like to just have a friend like that. Mm-hmm. And so I had, you know, obviously I knew what Forming Men was. It's this retreat that he runs with John Tyson. And I've heard some stories. He's told me some stories about it and it sounded awesome, but like Brooke's parents were going to be here. So I was like, I can't really come this time, but maybe in the future. And then, you know, my friend's going through it. So I was like, hey, this might be the thing that like, cause what I've heard about Forming Men is like God moves. Mm-hmm. Like there's just a move of God happening in men's hearts and lives and spirits at these retreats. And I was like, yeah, sign me up, sign my friend up. And so unexpectedly I had to leave while Brooke's parents were here and, you know, flew to meet my buddy in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And then we drove 2.5 hours in an RV to Brady, Texas, which already was kind of like weird. Like our cell phone service was already kind of getting spotty. Mm-hmm. But then at the retreat, they're like, hey, turn in your cell phones.
Yep.
And like, what's interesting is like, you know, you get all the email. I didn't get any of the emails that's like, hey, you've signed up because I didn't sign up.
Oh, about the retreat.
Yeah. But I knew that.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, but he's like, but Jeff was telling me that like, there are guys who like, don't read those emails.
Ooh.
And they're like, hey, turn your phones in. The guy's like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh man. Let me call my wife real quick.
And So I was legit off the grid, phone off for
3.5 days.
Almost 4 days by the time, you know, I got back to civilization. And honestly, you know, I kind of predicted that this might be a Mount Rushmore of the year. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time seeing 4 things surpass it already.
Yeah.
Just a powerful move of God. John and Jeff are thoughtful and just such great teachers. And the guys, the guy that they had leading worship, whose name I'm blanking on, which is going to drive me crazy. Mm-hmm. Like Jeff got up when we first got there and was like, I just want you to know that this person whose name I cannot remember, which is so irritating, is an actual worship leader. Like he will actually lead you into worship, lead you into the secret place and not just stand up here and lead you in song. Mm-hmm. And it was so true, like powerful. And then at the end of that first session, Jeff got up again and was like, we've been doing this now for 3 or 4 years. We've had 7 of these. I've never heard men sing so loud.
He posted that to his story.
Yeah, it was.
To which people responded and said, is it bad that I know TJ because of his flannel? People noticed your flannel in his stories and were like, there's TJ.
It's my only one.
I'm aware.
Oh, yeah. So it was just like, it was so powerful. The teaching was so good. You know, I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm smiling, I'm laughing. My friend had this incredible encounter with the Spirit of God that if I talk about too much, it just like wrecks me and moves me to tears. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, he just kept saying, oh, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much lighter. And I'm just like, man, isn't that what the Spirit of God does to us? Mm-hmm. Like
who's with us always.
Yeah. Who's always with us.
Yeah.
So I was there and I think that there's so much to unpack about my time there. I literally have like 20 pages of handwritten notes.
Yeah. Most of which we can take our time to get through almost integrated stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just so, so cool. And, you know, it kind of was like, I loved it because I'm like, yes, this is what we try to do for Moms on Maui. It's like this very intentionally thought out.
I know. I sent you a text experience. And I was like, should I take away their phone? No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Not without warning you significantly. That's what's coming. I did think about adding it in for like a day.
Yeah, just
like, a 24 hour.
Just like put them on airplane boats so you can still take all the video and all the photos and have all the things, but like maybe, yeah, there's something there. And so it was just super, super good. And I'm just so thankful for Jeff and John and the whole team.
Yeah.
That just allowed me. And then, you know, I just kept telling. So, Jeff has friends of ours do the food. They're like sommelier level three and a incredible pastry chef. And they cook over open fire. And they're just like incredibly ultra five-star talented restaurant cooking people.
Yeah.
And they do the food for these events. And so as I was leaving, I told Aubrey and Matt that the last thing that you said to me was like, I'm so jealous of the food you get to eat.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, they're all going to be there and they're all going to be making you food over and over and over.
It was like,
do they need help?
No, there was one point where I was like having trouble falling asleep because I was so full.
Oh my word.
And I'm not like a big eater. I don't eat.
You don't feel that often.
No. And so but that's how good it was.
You just kept going.
I was just like, I just have to just one more bite, just one more donut, one more chocolate chip cookie, just one more piece. Like, it's just so good. Mm-hmm.
How did you personally feel about your phone being off? Not even like off. You turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean like off and then you being somewhere so in nature and so different. It's one thing to like turn it off at your house and then like still go do the laundry all that kind of stuff.
Well, definitely obviously I've taken a different approach to screen time this year with downloading Opal, which I think is the right approach for the long.
Yes. It's the sustainable approach.
Sustainable approach. But I did feel like I can do Opal and still turn my phone off.
Yes.
Those aren't mutually exclusive. So it was kind of like a refresher of just like, oh yeah, I do really enjoy this.
Yeah.
And so I can live a couple of days without my audiobook, which is usually my like excuse.
Yes.
I loved it. Yeah. Like, and I think all the guys loved it because when they started handing them back out, every guy was like, oh, thanks. You know, like I'm psyched to call my wife and talk to my kids.
Yes. Like the community, like you would call a landline from landline to landline. Yeah. Like I'm excited to call my people.
But it was cool. So like we would have sessions in the morning. We'd wake up, we'd have, you know, some sort of like bonkers breakfast. And then we'd go.
I hope that's all the menu said.
Yeah. Bonkers breakfast.
9 a.m. bonkers breakfast.
And then I didn't pick up this, but my friend picked up on this, that Jeff, always says,
10 out of 10,
no notes.
Yes.
And he said it about every meal. And now like, I can't not hear him say it. 10 out of 10. Am I wrong though? Am I wrong though?
Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. Am I wrong? No, you're not. We're all nodding in agreement with you and you're still yelling.
So then we would go to the sessions and have worship and like sessions from like 9 until about noon. Mm-hmm. And then we'd eat lunch. And then from like 12:30 until like an hour and a half, was silent ranch. Mm-hmm. And so that's really when I felt the phone, especially because like during the sessions, you're just listening. And then you're meeting all sorts of new people. So I didn't really feel like that because I don't go to my phone as like a security blanket in social situations.
Yeah.
But I definitely felt it in the silent ranch part. And it was interesting. I went in with these expectations of like, oh man, during silent ranch, I'm going to like write a bunch of notes and like, you know, just have this like Holy Spirit moment where I'm like communing the deep things of God. And like the first session was talking about how men get off track. And one of the parts that he talked about specifically, hold on, I'm going to open my notebook, was about like how we often get off track. Hold on here. Let me find it. there's a bunch of dynamics that
lead us
to getting off track. Discouragement, uncertainty, criticism, disappointment, and worldliness. Mm-hmm. And so when he was talking about the disappointment dynamics, he was like talking about like addressing your disappointments and
naming them.
Yeah. Like or that. Just like, yeah, I guess like we talked about it one time when we talked about the voice of the heart, how like he talks about like, you got to feel your feelings. When you say water under the bridge, those feelings go somewhere and you have to address them or they're just going to build up and build up
elsewhere. Yeah.
And kind of harden your heart to the joy that the Lord has for you, to the life that the Lord has for you. And so I felt kind of convicted when he got to that disappointment dynamics because I've been dealing with some disappointments these last 2 years, you know, and I've been pretty open with those on the podcast to the collective we. And so I felt like during my first silent ranch time, I felt like the Lord was just like, hey, you got to write these all down. Like, and so I went, you know, I knew that there was like a silent time on the ranch. And I was like, oh, it's going to be so awesome. I'm going to like read my Bible and
like this refreshing with the Lord.
And I'm
going to
come back. Yes. And I'm going to come back. And I literally spent the first half hour writing everything I was disappointed in on a piece of paper. Yeah. And it like wrecked me.
Yeah. I'm sure if I did that, it would do the same. In fact, I would like to do that.
And it wrecked me in the fact that I was unaware of how much of it I was carrying.
Yeah.
It was some big stuff.
Right.
And it was some like teeny tiny stuff. Like, I'm not the weight I want to be. Or, you know, I don't eat like I want to eat. My business doesn't do as well as I want it to do. Like it was also like, honestly, it was a lot of self-centeredness revealed in the way I look at life and the way I interact with people. So expecting this like bird tweeting.
I should journal one of those moments.
Just almost like, again, just wrestling, you know, and just writing and writing. And my handwriting got so sloppy by the end because I was like, you know, frustrated and tired. And so after that, I ripped the piece of paper out of my journal and I just like held it in my hands and just like crumpled it up. And then I walked literally a riverbank for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And just like let it all go.
Yeah.
Or as much of it go as I could, you know.
Yeah.
And then that night I threw the piece of paper in the fire but I definitely fail to lead, which is kind of what the topic was about. Like why men fail to lead because they fail to lead.
Yeah. I thought you said lead or leave
of my disappointments. Cause I don't deal with my disappointments and they hold such like they have such a strong foothold against me that it's like, well, I don't want to be disappointed again. So I'll just take myself out.
Right.
And then that way
we call like, hey, you're living on an island.
Yeah.
We're like, yes, we are living on
that. And so that was one of the most powerful moments. Like a lot of the powerful moments were really unexpected. You know, because again, like my expectation of going in was like, I'm here for my buddy. Fully knowing that God was going to,
yes, you knew you were going to have a moment. Yeah, absolutely.
But that was one that I was like, whoa, I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
And that's probably a good thing. But also I like have been sort of being prepared for it. For the last few years and specifically the last few months, when it started, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but I think that's fine. When it started, John Tyson was like, he was talking about like, okay, we're here for a few days unplugged in the wilderness.
But you were, where were you at?
We were in Brady, Texas on a 1,000-acre ranch.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Yeah. And I want to have Phil on the podcast talk about the ranch because... He gave us like an eco tour and there's like 4,000 sermons in the first like 8 seconds of his eco tour. You're just like, oh Lord, utilize me, Lord.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a tree.
Gosh.
Make me
I
grow.
I want to be a cactus. and so, John Tyson talked about as we kicked off the thing, he's like, you know, we're here and it's like, he's like, there's three depths of the heart. And I thought this was really good language.
Yes.
Specifically for like marital relations or just like anybody who you're like in close community with. If you have this visualization in your mind as you like enter into a place, like whether it's a friend's house, like a really close friend's house or family's house or whatever, it's like we have the shallows. And his example was Taylor Swift was at the Super Bowl. Like that is the shallows.
A topic of shallow. Yeah.
Yeah. We have the midlands, like, I don't really like my job, you know, or work is hard. Or, you know, and then we have the depths, which are like, this is the thing that is beating the life out of me.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate frustration that I'm dealing with. This is the thing that I need prayer about. This is the thing that I need a move of God in my life for. Yeah. And man, that was like, and so he was just like, and you know, he's Australian. So he's like, we're not here for the shallows. We're not here for the midlands. We're here for the depths. Just like, all right, are we gonna fight? Because it sounds awesome. Yeah. And so, yeah. So like that was to start it off that way, that just like shifted the culture of the few days that like.
Well, it sets the tone. And then because I think everybody realizes, that's exactly what I'm here for. Like I wouldn't be coming to something like this if I wanted shallow or midland like type talk.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the default. It's the comfortable thing. It's what you feel.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I've never met you before. So I'm going to start way up here.
And there was still definitely some of that.
Yeah, there's some of it. It's not all bad.
Yeah.
But to set the tone for that and then have the language to,
yeah,
to go along with it is incredibly helpful.
And so, yeah, if you're coming to Moms on Maui, leave the shallows behind. Mm. We'll talk about them a little bit.
In the ocean, we might not want to go too deep. So it's a two-sided talk.
But it, like, even like the first dinner, someone sitting next to me, and I met so many people. I'm like, their names are literally all flying out of my brain.
It's okay. They're all listening to this episode. Yes, so don't worry about it.
He lives in Arkansas. He went to Waco.
Okay.
He's a doctor in urgent care.
Cool. That's enough.
That's enough.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But his name is Quabity.
Nathan.
Schwabity.
Bill. Quabity. Derek.
Derek, or I think Derek maybe. Anyways, he's sitting next to me. And, you know, like, we're chit-chat, like, where are you from? What do you do? Like, we get that, those kind of things out of the way. We get those shallows out of the way. But the question wasn't, like, how's work? It was, why did God bring you here?
Mm.
And so, for me, I was like, honestly, I thought it was for my friend. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
But my answer ended up really surprising me that first night. I was like, well, honestly, after that first talk, and now that we're sitting here, and Matt does his own, like, here are the grapes, and where were you?
Oh, he did his Jesus wine talk.
Yeah, never like,
His Jesus wine talk is so good. Makes me want to drink heavily. And I don't even like wine. I'll let him know.
And I was just
I'm kidding. I would never.
I feel like when I asked my buddy if he would go and I'd meet him there, I was like, oh, it's all for him. Mm. And it was like from that moment on until I left on that plane, it was like heart beat down on my life, not in a bad way, but just in like, gosh, come on. And honestly, I felt like I was being tenderized, you know, to like be delivered into something rich. And honestly, I think what I'm realizing is that I allowed that tenderization to happen. And I think there's a version of TJ who would have just been like, nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
And then gone to this retreat and been like, oh, that was good, but I definitely wasn't here for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sort of have this like fake sense of I've arrived instead of sort of like this open palm, let me weep during every worship style of heart. And so, yeah, it was just so good and so rich. So if it's forming men, it is expensive.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I got this sort of like idea. It was like, yeah, you could probably buy the Apple Vision weird goggle things, or you could go to Forming Men. One will change your life for the better.
Mm.
And it's not the goggles.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yes, there's always a time and a place where you truly don't have the budget and there's all the things. But so often, if it matters and you want it to matter, and it doesn't have to be immediate, if you know that I don't have to go next week.
Yeah, they're going to be doing
you know,
them for a while.
But like that you can save for it and plan for it and, you know.
And I feel like it gave me some like hacks for Moms on Maui. Like I feel like I come back with some like, okay, like not that the first ones were bad, but it was our first. And what do we always say? It's the worst we'll ever
be at it, which is real hard to do.
I'm fired up. And we just kept saying over and over again, like, yes, this is an experience and you'll have a spiritual high from it for sure.
Yeah.
But like this, like the same spirit that led you into what you felt and what you were moved by and how you prayed and how you worshiped, that Holy Spirit is with us every day, which we talk about.
Yeah.
Always with us. And so like, don't think, oh, that's just
that was
for
fake
that.
Because it was there or that. Yeah.
And so I wanted to share just one story before we go. And obviously we'll talk about more of it, I think, as it comes up. I think it made me realize a lot that like I have prepared talks for the podcast.
Mm.
It made me feel like, I think I could be a little bit more thoughtful in podcast prep and some of the things we do. So that was encouraging. But one of the things, so we started with this Depths, Shallows, Midland talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked, and then John Tyson talked about sinkholes, and he pulled up a bunch of pictures. And so he was like, you know, sinkholes are really interesting because basically what they consist of is, for the most part, this is how a sinkhole is
like formed or created.
I'm sure there are a million ways. And if you're a sinkhole scientist, I'm probably butchering it. But
so specific.
Please.
What do you do for a living? I'm a sinkhole scientist.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that because I don't think anybody would argue.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, wow.
I'd be like, that's cool.
I sell t-shirts on the internet. And so at shop.walkandlove.com. And so for the most part, a sinkhole is caused by, there's usually like, you know, water running under us underground. Yeah.
You know? Which is normal. You drill a well and you hope to find water. You do anything and you hope to find water.
And so when that water dries up, that space in the ground now is empty.
Yes.
And that's what causes, you know, like
it collapses in.
The pressure from the top is unsustainable by what's at the foundation. And so he was talking about these sinkholes and how just like so much, so many men, you know, again, this is a men's retreat, are living a life ready for a sinkhole. Like they are living under immense pressure financially, emotionally, physically, culturally. And they're, you know, they're, and we've talked about that. They're also being told they're the worst being of all time. No one needs them. Men are toxic, all this kind of stuff over and over and over again. Every movie kind of tells that same story now. Every show kind of tells that same story. And but because they aren't attached to the spring of life, there is, they can't handle the pressure.
Yeah.
And it's why we've seen even, you know, men in church, leaders in church fall to sort of tragic, unexpected, terrible outcomes because they couldn't handle the pressure of their life.
Yeah.
It, not because the pressure is too strong, but because they aren't allowing the living water to flow at the foundational level.
Yeah.
And so I was really encouraged because like, yeah, sometimes life does feel like it's a lot of pressure, but if I can stay connected to the living water,
keep that water running.
If I can keep that water running, no matter how much pressure I'm under, that water can handle it. There will be no gaps in the foundation. If I allow that water to flow through every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
And so that was super powerful. But then here's where it like, you know, God turned it up to 11. We're around the fire and we're chatting. A couple of like, there was a guy from Maui there that I knew. And then, you know, we're like in this little small group talking and he's asking us about the night and stuff. And there's a guy like kind of just standing off to the side.
Ooh, like him.
And I'm like, hey, man, why don't you join
us? Single scientist.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, why don't you join us? And so he sits down and like, it's like, how? And you just tell like shoulder sagging, posture, not great.
Yeah.
Just like you tell it like something was heavy. And, you know, he starts to share about his life and his story. And me and this other guy from Maui, who the guy from Maui was there to like basically just pray for people, you know?
I love
and
that.
So kind of like, can we pray for you? And so we started praying and there's maybe three or four times in my life when I'm praying that I'm just like, whoa, this is, these aren't my words coming out.
Yeah.
One of them happened at Integrated one time and then one of them happened there and like I have two others that it's happened, but anyway, so we start praying and I get this picture in my mind of all these, of this water flowing, you know, underneath the
surface
of our lives, for example.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we let that water dry up, we will have sinkholes and the pressure will be too much to bear. And that's where people like fall into sin or temptation or, you know, just making bad decisions. Like there's just a lot of ways that sinkholes can show up in our lives.
Yeah.
But it's like, but if the water is flowing consistently and constantly through every areas of our life, like that we are just like an extension, like that the Holy Spirit is so rich and abundant in our lives, that water will be so much and build up to such an incredible degree that it will have to burst
to go somewhere.
Forth.
Yeah.
And so I was praying for this guy. I was like, I just get this image that like, if you just press in, and maybe it was for him and maybe it's also for you listening that like, if you just press into what the Lord has from you, you will go from like a dry well to like a geyser, like a fountain of living water.
Yeah.
And while I was praying with him, I got this, this image of the water bursting out. And then I was like, I don't know if you, and I told him about this afterwards. And I was like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Moana, which I have like 7,000 times,
100 million times.
But there's that scene at the end, spoiler alert, where Tafiti touches the ground and it like
she comes back to life. She like touches the dead island and it just
starts
springs back to life.
And I just feel
Fern Gully style.
The
original.
And
the OG.
And I just feel like I was telling him, I just feel like the Lord is like, if you press in, not only will you have enough living water to prevent the seepholes. Mm. Like it'll be so much that it's going to burst forth, mm-hmm. and it's going to produce like that scene in Moana where like life just sort of spreads throughout the world, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was just like, it was a powerful, powerful moment. And I wanted to come and share it here because I think some of us, myself included, live with like a trickle, you know, it's just enough to prevent a sinkhole, but we're still not certain one isn't coming.
Yeah.
Like just enough to maybe like, like, you know, at one point, one of the examples was like there was a point of like confession and it was like, you know, do you have any sins that like, if someone got a photo of you, they could blackmail you with. And it was like, I was like, I don't, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's not like it's dry, but like, I feel like we live with just a nice trickle of water. Like it doesn't really affect that part of life. It might not affect that part of life.
Yeah.
But it's just enough.
You're saying it's just enough that you're still not certain one isn't coming.
Yes.
And that's where that like fear and anxiety and that constant like swirling buzz of like, is it around the corner?
Yeah.
Is like exhausting.
Yeah. And I think what the Lord had for me at this week and hopefully what he has for you through this podcast is that like there is enough living water for all of us to produce a geyser in our life, to produce a fountain of life and joy in our marriage, in our relationship with our kids, in our finances, in our health, in our emotional health, like all of it. But we have to stay connected to the source.
Yeah.
And so I felt super convicted of like, I don't know if I'm doing a great job at that. I have enough living water, but I'm not to the point where it's like flowing from all areas of my life.
Yeah.
And obviously like there are elements of life where it won't flow, you know, like you can get a fight, you know, after having a great moment with the Lord. Like I'm not saying it produces a perfect life, but like
I feel like
evident to people around you if you flip that switch to open that nozzle full like and allow that water to flow fully.
And I feel like having that visual picture there so often, not always, but so often, doing the things that we know will bring us closer to Jesus and help us grow and all the things, like sometimes they can feel very boring or like required or like, well, okay, well, you can't make me do that. Yeah. Like, blah, blah, blah. And you know, and I think to picture it as like, no, I'm doing these things. I'm praying. I'm taking the time. I'm whatever. Because I want to keep that river like flowing. Full and flowing.
Yeah.
That is a very helpful picture. Cause like, I want that. I see that picture and I go, yes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's some ideas on how you could help that happen. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm less like, well, don't tell me what to do, you know?
Because I think what the Lord will do in our lives is he'll give us an opportunity to like, to have a fountain explode.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if we aren't pressing into him, when that opportunity comes, we might miss it because we're like, oh, I don't have any extra water.
Yep.
I don't have anything extra. My dominoes are gone. I'm tapped
coins
out.
Are gone.
I'm tapped out
gone.
For the day, you know? And so, I just feel really, and I think maybe next week what we'll do is jump into some ways of like how to keep the river flowing. And so I just wanted to start this week by painting a picture of what that looks like and ask you the question, do you want living fountains at the surface or do you want a sinkhole at the surface?
Yeah.
And obviously you're going to answer that you want living fountains. And so then my follow-up question is, are you tapping into the source to make that a reality in your life?
Right.
Or are you living sort of like, there might be a sinkhole right around the corner. Because I definitely feel like I was living that way. Like, oh, there's going to be a sinkhole any minute. Why press in?
Yeah.
And which is just so crazy that I would even think that, you know, connected to the living God. You know,
yes,
but we get in ruts and we start to think those things and believe those lies.
Yeah.
And so,
oh yeah. You just said, am I tapping into the source?
Yeah.
And my brain finished, or are you digging your own well?
Yeah, true.
Oof. Like, so I wrote that down so we can talk about it next week, But yeah, that idea that like we have the source and we need to remember the ways to connect to that source, not all the ways and tools and tricks to go dig our own well and hope we find water.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll end with this. At the end of the few days, we did like one final worship session. John talked a little bit and then Jeff was like, okay, this is a little practice we like to do. You obviously have learned a ton, but you're going to come home and you're going to want to like dump it all on your wife. But instead, let's start here. Coming in, what was a lie that you believed? Mm-hmm. What's the truth mm-hmm. about that lie? And what are you going to do to activate? So I want to share my lie because I believe that a lot of people believe this. Because when mm-hmm. I said it and shared it in front of the group, a couple of guys were like, yep. Just
everybody started snapping.
Yeah. And so if you believe this lie, which I think a lot of us do, unfortunately, like, please listen to the truth that I'm going to say. So the lie is, I have no identity and nothing original to offer. Mm. And the truth is, I'm a son or daughter, if you're a girl, mm-hmm. of God, who has been deployed at this specific time in human history as a specialist to bring him glory in a way that only I can. Mm. And so my action was like to rise up as a specialist. Mm. And I am unable to rise up as a specialist if the water underneath the foundational layer that I need is dried up.
Yeah.
And so that only happens when there is a river of living water flowing through my life.
Yeah.
So I'm fired up.
I love it. I'm all in. I'm all in, baby.
And that's all that we have for you. So thank you for listening to the Walk and Love podcast. Should I start saying that?
Sure.
Yeah.
And thank you for making us a part of your week. That sounds so sarcastic. I don't mean it like that.
Okay.
And then try to be more serious. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Thank you for listening.
And making us a part of your week. And then it's like, it only becomes more sarcastic the more you double down. I really mean it. I really am thankful, you know.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
Are you ready to embrace the glow of clean beauty? If so, I'm here to help. I know your life is full, juggling family, work, and those precious moments of me time. That's why simplifying your beauty routine with products that are not only gorgeous, but also good for you is a game changer. Stop wondering if your foundation is secretly poisoning you and rest easy with my all-time favorite products that I use daily. And again, I'm here to help as much or as little as you want. For real, I was answering DMs last night, helping ladies just like you make the switch. No question is too dumb or too small. I remember not really knowing where to start at all. So believe me that I have been there. If you're ready to make the switch to clean personal care and beauty products, I have a few options for you. So if you're somebody who just knows what you want and you just needed a little nudge, you do you. There's a link in the show notes. For the rest of you, you can start by DMing me your questions, your skin type, or anything else you might need relating to your makeup or your skincare routine. Just make sure to send the message to my clean beauty account at EasyPrettyClean on Instagram. Or I could send you some free samples to get started. Simply click on the free samples link in the show notes or head to walkandlove.com/EasyPrettyClean and read a little bit about my clean beauty journey and request your samples there. Again, I'm here to help you make the switch to something that is easy, pretty, and clean.